Join us as we peruse through Aotearoa music history, searching for the greatest, weirdest, and most interesting bits. This is Audio Antiquing, proudly brought to you by Audio Culture Iwi Waiata.
Yes, it is time for Audio Antiquing. I just moments ago spilt a fresh coffee everywhere, and it stinks like coffee in here right now. And I did spill it on the landline, so let's see if he's still actually on the line. Good morning, Martin.
Yo. Hello. He is here.
Yay, I didn't bloody burn the whole thing down. How are you, mate?
Oh, buddy. Buddy, I'm okay. Had a nice night at the Silver Skull Awards last night.
Yes, and lots of deserving winners by the looks of it. Good time?
Yeah, it's awesome. It's production values, inspired choices of musicians selected to interpret the songs.
Yeah.
On you, wave on stage.
Yeah, it looked like there were some really interesting people doing interesting covers and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, no, it was beautiful. It was beautiful. It was really nice.
Oh, that is so cool. Now, it's a great honour to have you on this section of the show, Audio Antiquing. And you're the expert on one certain individual.
Yes. yes. Well, I mean, as much as you can ever be an expert on anyone, you know, no one has a monopoly on interiority. No, I know where you're going.
Now we're talking about one Mr. Isaac Iseli today. Am I pronouncing that correctly? I hope I am.
Isaac Iseli.
Please tell me a little bit about this, Matt. Why did you, what inspired you to write about him in the first place?
Well, Isaac, son of Canterbury.
Yes. When
I actually grew up in Aotearoa. So, where do we begin? Isaac is a real linchpin. He's been a real linchpin of Aotearoa, Te Waipanamu's like jazz, funk, soul, R&B, Latin, electronica, broken beat, you name it, hip-hop musical communities over the course of the last 27 years. He, like I said, grew up in Christchurch, learned his chops as a trumpet player, got political, moved to Auckland to study at university, added DJing, later on production, vocals, a few other things to his vocabulary. Prior to moving up in Auckland, he was in a band called Solar that is really, really fundamental, foundational late 90s, early 2000s Christchurch band, exploring the intersection between all the genres he loves. This is the band that was ground zero for people like Dave Wright, who was the band leader of Electric Wire Hustle, people like Johnny Lawrence, who's the bassist for choice for pretty much everyone these days. It's the band that Scribe rapped with on stages. Frank Booker, Chris Cox, as he's known to his family, who was the original Solar DJ.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, Solar was this real wellspring. There were two acts, late 90s, early 2000s, Solar and Open Souls. Similar sounds, jazz, hip-hop, bit of electronic music, R&B, and Open Souls, similarly, was ground zero. Open Souls is ground zero for people like Julian Dine, Jeremy Toy, Tyra Hammond. Isaac was in both groups. once he was in Auckland, he ended up in Open Souls. He was also, after he started DJing, he quickly became the music director at the Kuja Lounge, really essential Auckland venue. Also became a percussionist of loads of people. So he got really networked into this world. The way he got a start in production is the same way that Frank Booker got his start in production. Because they're both from Christchurch.
Mm.
Both Christchurch mates. And they had a project they put together in the very early 2000s called This Information, which was a future jazz broken beat act. They put a couple of 12-inches out. They recorded it at Sugarlick Studios in Auckland. There was a studio affiliated with Kuja Lounge. And released the music through Pina Colada Records, which is was a Christchurch label that was run by Tim Baird, who was the guy behind Galaxy Records at the time. Shall we listen to a bit of the music they made together?
Oi, shall we? That's a great idea. Let me find it first. What was the song they did together?
Now you've got some links in your email, buddy.
Oh, they did Galaxy Blues, didn't they? Or were they Dandelion?
No, they did one of several. This Information. Okay, This Information, Galaxy Blues. Galaxy Blues is one of a few songs they did. There's another one that's name escapes my mind right now that features Mark D. Clive Lowe. But I think Galaxy Blues is good to listen to a bit of because it'll give you a feel for the future jazz broken beat sound they were going for.
Yeah.
And also,
yeah.
It was the one that reached the furthest. A couple of years after it first came out, it got re-released by another European label. And these tracks got them into the record bags of people like DJ Scruff, the DJs from the Herbalizer. It really gave both of them a sense that they were doing something musically that could stand up. They could take it to the world.
Oh, well, this particular track, Galaxy Blues, of the ones you sent me, this one was like the... well, actually, they're all kind of remarkable, but this one was really like, oh, whoa. No one... Like, it's a very interesting sound.
Yeah, broken beat. This was the big sound of the underground in West London in the early 2000s. It's a great record. It's a good template. I wish more people would keep making music like this.
Yes.
So you queued up?
Yeah, I'm queued up, baby. I was quick. I actually, you know what? You sent me all the songs, so I just opened them all up. Yeah. Right. Okay. We're gonna play an excerpt of Galaxy Blues right now. It's quite a long number, so I won't play the whole thing.
Just do a teaser, you know, just yeah. Simply for taste.
Yeah, yeah. We're just tickling them. Right. To our audience out there, do enjoy this number. know what? I'm going to have that one just play nicely in the background because I love it.
Look, it's how good is that shuffle, the syncopation?
Oh,
nice,
so
little jazz
good.
Chords coming in.
Is this something you listen to lots of? Because obviously you're a music journalist. You talk and listen about music loads. But in your spare time, what are you listening to?
Well, that changes all the time. But I will say, I do have quite a substantial folder of broken beat. I've got a lot of it. And I think the thing with broken beat is the way I want to talk about it for their generation is it was this gateway style that was bridging between things like Latin jazz, funk soul, electro, hip-hop, jungle, house. Like, it really, it became a gateway into more electronic sounds for a whole generation of live musicians. But also, it was a gateway into more live-oriented music for a generation of producers and DJs as well. It's a golden moment. After all this happens, move on a couple of years. Isaac, he's one of these guys who got to go to the Red Bull Music Academy. In Seattle.
Didn't even know that was a thing.
Red Bull Music Academy was a thing that ran for about 20 years. All around the world would apply. You could, DJs or musicians, you send an application in, and then two intakes of about 20 each intake would be selected, and they'd be flown to a location in the world where they'd be wowed by lectures from famous musicians and performances, and there'd be studios for them to collaborate on. It's a real formative thing for a couple of generations of musicians. He was very much in that space. And through the space, you connect with all sorts of people. One of the next really substantial things he did was in mid-2000s, he became a member of the Recluse Live Band. So Matthew, a.k.a. Recluse, is electronic music producer and DJ from Detroit who ended up living in New Zealand for a while in the 2000s and early 2010s. He had a pretty good reputation in Detroit, so he was able to continue going back to Europe and America and touring, but he stayed here while he was raising some children, and while he's here, he started hanging out with the local musicians. Next thing you know, he had a band put together playing his music. Isaac was part of the band. Isaac played on the live album, Backwards and Sideways. He got more into this sort of world. So he's been working with all these different people, supporting people, playing on people's projects. A lot of session work as a trumpeter or a percussionist.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we get to the late 2000s. He gets some funding from Creative New Zealand to record his first solo album.
Say what?
First solo album. At this time, it was ridiculous. You know, he'd been doing trumpet, percussion, and BVs for Shapeshifter, Anika Moore, Crowded House, Wild Bill Ricketts, Homebrew, Maeli Manzanza, Christopher El Truento, At Peace, Bulletproof, Rest in Peace, Julian Dine, all sorts of stuff. He's all these things. He gets his money to do his own album. So he records this R&B and neo-soul slanted album featuring collaborations with Deepa Mahal, Rosita Vai, Mara TK, singing. And there was a single. There was a single that was quite significant. Ended up on a lot of compilation albums around the world with Aradhana. And the single was called With You In My Bed. Should we listen to a bit of it?
Oh, can we? This was so good. And, you sent it to me with, an animation on it as well.
Yeah, this is like an animated video.
It's very cool. Anyway, unfortunately, this is radio, so you can't actually see that. Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned it. But anyway, Audience out. Audience right now. Here is with you in my bed. God, this is a good song. I am slapping the bench right now.
Let's go.
Enjoy.
I've been searching for that one. I ain't looking for a hit and run. I'm getting tired of that life out that you can come and turn it around. I don't want to move too fast with you, baby, because I like you. Resisting temptation is hard to do, but I don't want to lose. It would feel so wrong.
It would feel so wrong
if we spent the night.
Oh, so good. I don't think there's anyone who hasn't heard that song, really.
I hope there's no one who hasn't heard that song.
Yeah.
That's good. That's good, you know, because I think it really, I think that song probably gave him a real confidence boost.
Yeah,
in his skills,
right.
As a solo producer. But I also, it arrived at a good time for Aradhana because she was in between record deals. It was sort of a bit of a weird, like, wasteland home moment. But that one just showed that there was still greener pastures ahead. It was pretty good.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Now, from solo.
Yeah, what's the next step here?
Okay, so on I See, there was a song with this singer named Rachel Fraser, who was I think the Recluse Band discovered her, and Isaac and her were hanging out, and they did some music, and he was just blown away by how much Rachel's songwriting and voice reminded him of, like, listening to, like, 90s, like, neo-soul, classic radio, R&B, all this, like, when he was a teenager. She really had that energy. They had that shared energy. So they made a project together called Funkomunity. They put an album out. At the same time as they were doing that, Isaac and his brother, Mark, they made a project together called the Karl Marx Project. Sci-fi, beatsy, electronic kind of stuff. Both of these records came out on a European label called Melting Pot Music. They're getting good reviews. Places like the American hip hop and neo soul website, OK Player, that was pretty important for a lot of people in the 2000s, were praising it. By 2012, Funkomunity were touring overseas for the first time, playing across Europe and in Japan. Isaac had seen what was happening in Europe with Fat Freddy's Drop and Electric White Hustle. He wanted in. And during this time, when he was working on this music with Rachel, you know, he had juggled studio sessions and performances with DJing, which allowed him to self-finance his musical projects. He's always really good at getting funding, figuring out, like, ways to connect things together.
Yeah, right.
Not long after, he started another project with two fellow Aucklanders, Bobby Brazuka and Jennifer Z, called Latin Aotearoa. These were all people of South American descent trying to do music that was a fusion between music that was popular in Aotearoa and things like samba, Latin funk, Brazilian music. And that became an ongoing project that went on and on for a while. But do you want to play a bit of a fun community song?
You know what? I'm actually a little nervous about this one because this is different. This is something different again. We're changing so much here. Anyway, this is Dan.
Well, look, the man is complicated. Dan,
yeah,
Malone.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the man is complicated. The sound is changing. You know, this is different. But also, the times are changing as we listen to these records. Every record, a few years have passed. Musical trends are shifting.
So very true. Anyway, let's play a bit of Dandelion. Enjoy to the audience.
Rain falls in the distance, covering a whole nother town. When that sky clears, I might check it out. Cause they don't talk like me round here. I am a free spirit, I like the open air. Fire is inside me, play each day by ear. I am a free spirit, I like the open air. Fire is inside me, play each day by ear. Rain is falling in the distance. Patience is a virtue in this life. Everything so far has been preparing.
You know what? I wasn't sure how much I loved that the first time I listened to it, but I actually really enjoyed it that time round. Music. Strange.
Some of the stuff, it creeps up on you.
Yeah.
You know,
really
gently
does.
Long you, and it's a different sensibility because you had there was this whole thing going on between Los Angeles and London that people call like the beat scene at the time, these woozy, wonky, stumbling beats. And all these great people were inspired by the style of production, but still Isaac and Rachel were trying to infuse that with this real classic neo-soul sensibility. And it was pretty well received. People were into the stuff. Shows were going good. And then there's a little bit of a snag came up. People were like, Funk Community? Is this the name? you sure about that, bro? It's a bit cheesy. Long story short, they had to rename the project. They changed the name to Sorceress. Now, at the same time as all this was going on, Isaac started playing with Mike Fab in the Lord Echo band. He also started recording with Chaos and the CBD, the London-based New Zealand house music duo.
Wild. Love that.
Yeah, which, I mean, look, it makes sense. You know, had done this information. Sorceress builds a live band. They start touring across Europe. They put out their second album for a New York label called Wonderwell Recordings. You get to 2016. Massive European tour, culminating in playing at Glastonbury.
Wow.
They even made a profit.
What?
They even made a profit.
What?
They even made a profit.
Oh, my God. That's unheard of.
That's good. It's good stuff. Shall we, and we've got a Sorceress song.
Do we? No. No, we do not.
Do we not?
No.
Wait up. Do we not have a Sorceress song?
No, I'm sure I can find one.
No, wait a minute. Hold up. Let me just see. Oh, no. That's... Oh. No, it didn't. Okay, anyway. Okay. Okay, no. Okay, I'm good. I'm back on track.
Okay, all right.
All right, so gets back from the tour, and Isaac talks about this in the profile. He had a burnout moment. And there's a lot of people have had this.
You're
building yourself up in around New Zealand. You start doing things in Australia. You're making the jump to Europe. And there's all these different pressure points that happen. One thing that Tom Larkin from Shehead has talked about a lot is you end up in this position where you're playing sold-out shows in New Zealand, your shows are half full in Australia, and then you're playing to, like, 50 people or 100 people in America or Europe. And you're bouncing back and forth between these different environments as you're trying to build it all up. Or maybe, like, you're doing super well in Europe, and then when you come home, not many people are coming to your shows at home.
Yeah.
The environments are very inconsistent.
Yeah, that must be weird.
And I think, like, it really adds to a sense of instability for people, because you think about it, like, I mean, sure, like, performing music is performing music. It's fun. But at a certain line, it also becomes work for people. And most people, when they go in and do their job, their day job's fairly consistent. You know, you see the same people, you go to the same place, you know, you more or less do the same stuff. But this whole thing, touring, suddenly your day job is different every single night.
Yeah.
So if you've got anything else, like, going on, like, on top of that, like, it's pretty risky, and especially also the re-entry time afterwards. You know, if you do a long tour, then you come back to reality. So they had some challenges. He disappeared for a bit. Actually, completely vanished. I remember it got so vanished at one point, I actually just sent him an email, and I was like, where are you, bro? What's going on?
Oh, my gosh.
And he's like, I'm in Thailand. And I'm like, what?
Oh, well, like, a good place to relax.
So I'm like, what? So anyway, what had happened is, a few years earlier, I had done this teaching English as a foreign language certification, because for a period of time during Funk Immunity and Sorceress, he was based in Berlin while they were doing a lot of stuff around Europe, teaching English on the side. So done the stuff. So he ended up, got to Thailand, because he'd been planning to go on this big sort of voyage of self-discovery, but he got to Thailand, he got a teaching job, and he just spent a lot of time in the sun. Just relaxing and working, and sort of his head became clearer, and he'd taken a break from making music as well. He didn't want to make music, but then slowly it sort of started coming back, and then next thing you know, he was making music and he was DJing, and suddenly he was had signed up to study towards a PhD with the thesis title Indigenization of the Capabilities, Social Justice and Self-Determination Nexus for Tapukea in Aotearoa. So he's sort of
mouthful. Holy moly.
Yeah, he's doing this whole thing at Mahaero University Institute of Human Rights and Peace Studies in Bangkok. But he made some more music. He's made a bit of music since then. 2020, he made his second solo album, Hidden Truths, released through New York's Bastard Jazz Recordings. And this one, something that's cool about this one is I feel like he took everything he'd been doing with the Funk Community and Sorceress projects, and he kind of wrapped it up with elements of disinformation and elements of what had been done on I See, his first solo album. So we've got a song we can listen to a bit of, Wild, featuring Lady Six. And I wanted to go with this one because I know that there'd been a gap in communication, and this record sort of, in the process of making it, he was able to reconnect with a lot of his friends back in Aotearoa. Rachel Fraser, Lady Six, various musicians. Since then, there's been EPs, there's been singles, there's been remixes, he's been DJing a lot. He's doing well as an academic. He seems really happy.
Insane multi-hyphenate.
Yeah.
So talented. And actually, Martin, I'm going to let this one play out. One, mainly because I love it. But two, I'm going to have to end our audio antiquing there today. Isaac seems so cool. Can you introduce me one day? Or is he like God knows where right now?
No, he's in Thailand.
Right.
He's in Bangkok.
Still in Thailand.
But right. I'm sure that at some point he'll come back. You know, maybe he might come down and DJ at Flux or something at some point, you know?
Yeah, that would be nice.
You know, you and Caitlin might be on support, you know, you never know.
Oh, dear. Well, Martin, I just want to say thank you so much for joining me this morning and imparting your knowledge on us. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.
Yeah. No, you have a fantastic day all. And if you want to dig more into the reads of this whole thing, there's a profile of Isaac that I wrote earlier in the year up on Audio Culture.
Yes.
The Noisy Library of New Zealand Music.
And it's amazing as well. And there's a huge selection of music and videos as well. It's very impressive, Martin. It's very comprehensive. Well done.
Thank you, Liam.
And to our audience right now, here is our final song of Audio Antiquing today. It's called Wild by Isaac Asili featuring Lady Six.
Antiquing was proudly brought to you by Audio Culture Iwi Waiata. Visit audioculture.co.nz for more.